请我们打开圣经
Let's turn our Bibles open to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记第九章
Joshua chapter 9.
我本来要头一节一路读到尾，咁让弟兄姊妹可以有一啲嘅深一啲嘅认识。
I had intended to begin reading the verse 1, so that we can read through the chapter and give brothers and sisters a deeper impression of this particular portion of scripture.
不过都呢一章圣经都麻麻长嘅，咁但我就只有可以从第22节开始，我哋读。
But this particular chapter is rather long, so let's take an excerpt from it. We'll begin reading verse 22 and read to the end of the chapter, verse 27.
约书亚记第九章，请听我读。
Joshua chapter 9, please listen as I read.
22节，约书亚召了他们来，对他们说：为什么欺哄我们说，我们离你甚远呢？其实你们是住在我们中间，现在你们是被咒诅的，你们中间的人必断不了作奴仆，为我神的殿作劈柴挑水的人。他们回答约书亚说：因为有人实在告诉你的仆人耶和华你的神曾吩咐他的仆人摩西把这全地赐给你们，并在你们面前灭绝这地的一切居民，所以我们为你们的缘故甚怕丧命，就行了这事。现在我们在你手中，你以怎样待我们为善为正，就怎样做吧。于是约书亚这样待他们，救他们脱离以色列人的手，以色列人就没有杀他们。当日约书亚使他们在耶和华所要选择的地方为会众和耶和华的坛作挑柴劈柴挑水的人，直到今日。
Reading verse 22 on. Then Joshua called for them and spoke to them, saying, Why have you deceived us, saying, We are very far from you, when you are living within our land? Now therefore you are cursed, and you shall never cease being slaves.Both hewers of the wood and drawers of the water for the house of my God. So they answered Joshua and said, Because it was certainly told your servants that the Lord your God had commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land before you. Therefore we feared greatly for our lives because of you and have done this thing. And now behold, we are in your hands. Do as it seems good and right in your sight to do with, to us.Thus he did to them, and delivered them from the hands of the sons of Israel, and they did not kill them. But Joshua made them that day hewers of wood and drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord to this day, in the place where he would choose. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer.
我们的主，我们的神，我们再次的感谢你带领我们来到你的面前。
Our Lord, our God, we once again come before you in thanksgiving that you have brought us before your presence today.
主啊，求主嘅圣灵喺我哋中间度运行。
May the Holy Spirit move freely amongst us.
主啊，让我哋唔单止读完你嘅话，并且叫我哋能够了解主自己要讲嘅。
That not only would we have finished reading your words, but that we will understand what it is that you want to speak.
主啊，引导我哋。走在主你喜悦的路上面。
And lead us, Lord, along the way that in which you are pleased.
又求主你教导我们。
We ask that you teach us.
让我们在这个属灵的征战的上面，主啊，我们靠主来过得胜的生活。
That in, as we wage this spiritual battle, that we would be able to be victorious because we are relying totally upon our Lord.
主要恩待我们这段的时间。
Deal kindly with us, Lord, during this period of time.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
所以如果你从来没读过这个第九章的圣经，只是读后面那段呢，正如刚才我们所读的，可能你会感觉到有些糊涂。
Perhaps for those who have never read through Joshua chapter 9 before, and where your understanding of this particular portion is limited to what we had just finished reading, it's not surprising that you might find yourself a little confused.
所以請弟兄姊妹你回去的時候你可以有機會從第一節讀到27節.
So we do ask brothers and sisters to take the time when you return home to reread the entirety of chapter 9 from verse 1 all the way to the end.
如果你這樣讀的時候你就會明白整個的來龍去脈.
And if you take that time to do so, you will be able to understand exactly the events as they unfold.
不過今早早我先將這件事情來到跟弟兄姊妹交通.
But I want to go forward at this point in time and share with brothers and sisters the lessons from this passage.
你以後再讀的時候你就會更加明白.
In that way, it may help also if when you reread it or in the future for you to study this portion, you have a little better idea of the lessons that's gleaned here.
其實今早早我願意跟弟兄姊妹交通的就是在這一章的聖經裡面提到的這一班人叫做欺騙人. 他們所有這個行徑當中學習的一個屬靈的功課.
The message for today is the spiritual lesson that we are able to glean from the men of Gibeon, the Gibeonites, in this particular event that is recorded.
我們讀了一輪的約書亞記, 我們知道神帶領以色列人
Now we spend many a Sundays look into the book of Joshua, and we have seen how it is God's intent to be able to bring the Israelites into the land of Canaan. And we saw in the chapters prior to this how God led them to victory. To gain victory at the city of Jericho.
然後神又帶領他們奪取了這個艾城.
And how they were able to gain victory also eventually at the city of Ai.
雖然在其中有阿干因為他貪婪的緣故受了一些挫折.
Now between those two events, there was the matter of Achan, who because of his greed caused problems for the Israelites.
因為進迦南是神自己的應許.
But because the entrance into Canaan is the promise of God.
因此当以色列人他们悔改当他们的心思被矫正对付了这个罪行之后神还是将他们带领得着这个艾城.
Therefore, when the hearts of the Israelites turned back to God, and when they were able to come to grips with what they have done wrong, therefore God was able to bring them to victory over the city of Ai.
因此我们来到第九章的时候,我们发觉有另外一些事情发生.
Then we come to chapter 9, and we find that there has been now another event that has come upon the Israelites.
但仍然在一个争战的情况下.
It is still, though, under this general spiritual battle that's being waged.
我们一早就讲过,进入迦南地是一个属灵的争战.
Because all along we have said, to enter into Canaan itself requires for this spiritual battle to be waged.
因此他们在地上一路进行的时候,我们今天又在属灵
For the Israelites, they face this day-to-day issue. But for us today, as we look upon the history, it is a spiritual lesson that we need to understand as well. From today's sharing, I hope to be able to bring to light two specific points. The first point is that we in all things we need to ask of God.
第二点就是说,在从欺骗人的这件事情上面,我们看见神自己那个怜悯的心情.
And then the second point is that from the Gibeonites, we can see that how great is God's mercy.
一開始的時候，因此我們看見第九章一開始前面那裡，我們就看見有一班人啊，他是叫做欺騙人。
So, in chapter 9, we find that first and foremost, we are introduced to a group of individuals. They are the Gibeonites.
啊，這班欺騙人啊，他們本來呢，就住在附近的。
Now, the Gibeonites live very close to where the Israelites were.
這班欺騙人，他不似得前面所講的那班住在沿海啊，住在這個高原啊，這一帶那些的其他的王國一樣。
Now, first of all, the Gibeonites were not a part of those individuals as it's described in verse 1, who live beyond the Jordan or in the hill countries or in the lowlands.
那班人是想集合起來跟以色列人打仗的。
Those individuals that I just described, those individuals have hoped to gather together in force and to be able to fight against the Israelites.
而欺騙人呢，他就不敢跟以色列人打仗。
But the Gibeonites, in contrast, they dare not fight against the Israelites.
他們是來到以色列人的中間跟他求和，跟他立約。
Instead, the Gibeonites came to the Israelites directly to ask for a treaty to be made.
我相信如果他們是直接了當這樣來，應該都有得講下的。
Now, if they were to approach the Israelites directly and point blank stated their intention, possibly there might have been some compromise made.
但是呢，他們就卻用一些欺騙的手法來到好似用咁樣嘅辦法嚟同以色列人講和。
But the Gibeonites did not do that. Instead, they used deception as a means to be able to approach the Israelites.
佢咧就假冒咧，當好似自己係一個使者咁樣。
Instead, they disguised themselves as travelers.
又咧著住嗰啲舊衫啊、舊鞋啊咁樣。
From a faraway land, they wore worn out clothing.
又拎住啲又殘又爛嘅行李啊，又拎住啲過時嘅食物啊，咁樣又嚟到好似行咗好遠嘅路嘅人咁。
They brought with them worn out sacks, and they brought with them food that seemed to have been old. And so it was a disguise to deceive the Israelites, to think that they had traveled from afar.
咁嚟到以色列人中間，同佢敲門，佢話：哎呀，我哋由好遠地方嚟㗎。
And so they approach the Israelites, knocked on their door, and say, "We are from afar."
啊，我哋想嚟同你有啲嘅交易。
And we want to be able to work it out with you. We want a treaty to be drawn out with you.
嗱，我哋睇見以色列人開始嘅時候都有啲懷疑喎。
We see that as is recorded, the Israelites initially was kind of not uncertain. There were some doubts in their mind.
就話係唔係啊？
They thought, could this be true?
你真係從好遠嘅地方嚟，聽你嘅口音都好似喺附近嘅啫喎。
Are you sure that you are from afar? It seems that from your accent that you're from somewhere close by.
啊！但係佢班人就話唔係啊，我哋真係好遠嚟嘅，我哋嚟呢係想做你個仆人嘅。
But the Gibeonites responded and said, no, we're from a far, far distance. We've traveled all this way in order for us to give ourselves to you as your servants.
嗰班人好似即係好慘啊，好謙卑咁樣嚟到以色列。
So the picture that we see themselves, is that they painted themselves as being very pitiful, that they have brought themselves humbly before this group of Israelites.
然後見到約書亞嘅時候，約書亞真係要問佢啦，老老實實啦，你哋係咩人？喺邊度嚟？
Then when we see that Joshua's response was direct, and Joshua asked them specifically, "Who are you and where are you from?"
嗰班人仍然係咁樣講，我哋好遠嚟嘅。
But the answer that the Gibeonites gave continued to be, "We are from a far country."
佢話我哋因為聽見耶和華你嘅神。
But because we have heard of the fame of your God,
同埋咧，你哋嘅神喺埃及地 所行嘅一切嘅事情。
And we have heard of all the mighty acts that your God has done in Egypt.
仲有啊，你哋点样？神怎样对付呢在约旦河东的那两个王的事情呢他们都听见了。
And we also heard of what had happened, to the two kings east of the Jordan River.
最重要的就是说他们知道呢神说主将所有的迦南人都进行的毁灭。
More importantly, they had heard that God intended to wipe out, to eliminate all of the inhabitants of that country, of that land.
咁我哋諗下，咦，我哋係迦南人嚟㗎喎。
And so they thought, hey, we live in the land of Canaan. We're amongst those whom God will eliminate.
咁我咪即係死定。
For them, they knew that that was a surefire death sentence.
咁所以佢就話：，哎呀，我哋就驚，我哋驚冇命啊。
And so they said, we were taken afraid. We were taken with fear.
其实他们说 我想开头的时候我们可以 join 埋和那些那么多个王一起来攻击以色列人的。
Initially, they thought, well, it's possible that we would enter into a treaty with those other, lands and those other kings to fight against the Israelites.
但是看看自己的时候就知道其实不是有没有那么多的能力。
But then they looked at themselves and they realized they could not muster that, force to be someone to be, to join forces with them.
但是如果不是这样去打翻你们，咁我咪死梗。
And so if they were not able to somehow fight against the Israelites' onslaught, then of course they were going to be defeated.
他们想来想去应该怎么办呢？
And so they thought about all these things. They heard about all these things. What are they going to do?
就发现了一件事情，神这位你们的神这么有能力的。
And so, as they thought, they realized what a mighty God it was who was backing the Israelites.
又是这么伟大的一位神。
And such a great God.
我们就不如转过来向神投降。
And so maybe they would change tactics. And instead of fighting against God, that they would submit to this God.
想来想去用什么办法跟你们向你投降呢？
We thought again and again, how will we approach this matter? How will we approach the Israelites?
咁我哋个长老咧就谂一条咁嘅桥出嚟。
And so then the elders of the Gibeonites thought of this plan.
啊，就系扮成好远嚟嘅咁样嘅人。
To deceive the Israelites and thinking that they were people from afar.
啊，系咁样样，我哋真系冇恶意嘅，我哋有诚心嘅同你哋讲和。
And that they did not intend harm, but instead that they wished for peace.To come, and to be able to have a treaty with the Israelites.
那这样就是他们整个的或者这条计就是这样。
And so this is their scheme encapsulated.
好像其实都没什么必要这样。
Now, seemingly, there doesn't seem to be a need for them to go this far.
但是呢问题他们就这样做了而以色列人呢居然受落了。
But the fact is that they did carry it all out, and the fact is that the Israelites accepted it.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这件事情上面我们有什么学习？
So what can we learn from this particular event?
按照着神自己的心意，神自己的要求。
Now according to God's intent,according to God's desire,
以色列人和欺骗人立约这件事情是错误的一件事。
A treaty between the Israelites and the Gibeonites is just wrong.
原因就是神在他的定规里面要将一切所有那些不属神的 要毁灭。
For in God's initial intent was to wipe away or to eliminate anything that is not His.
在那个时候，以色列人好像忘记了神这个的定规。
But looking at this event, it seems as if the Israelites have forgotten all about this one principle.
無論呢班人係住得幾遠、好遠嘅，還係話住喺好似 Daily City 隔離。
See, it doesn't matter where they're from, whether they're from far, far away, or whether they're just your neighbor, the neighboring city, like Daly City is to San Francisco.
他们这帮人都是迦南人。
The bottom line is, this group of individuals are Canaanites.
在整个定规里面，他们要被毁灭。
And based on what God has already declared, all the Canaanites are to be eliminated.
这帮人，以色列人，他们今次的错误的，还有一点就是说，他们根本整件事情他们都没有搞清楚，他们就做了决定。
Now, this is the first point. The second error that was made by the Israelites is that throughout all of this happening, they never asked for what should be done.
这帮人用这样的诡计来到向以色列人来到接触以色列人，实在呢，他们在这里博同情而已。
Now, the Gibeonites to dream up this scheme and to bring it about, to deliver it to the Israelites in this way, they are actually asking for sympathy.
Yeah. 而这班以色列人呢，又在感情的上面，用感情来都办这件事。
And as such, the Israelites responded based on their emotions.
这班人见到行这么远路来，这么惨。
They thought, oh,this group of people have traveled so far just for this, with this intent.
都是为了保命而已。
Is so that their lives might be saved.
如果我们拒绝他，好像哎呀过不去了。
And if we refuse them, it seems that that's just a little bit too much for us to do.
人家有这么有诚意啊。
They are so sincere.
我都真是不好意思拒绝。
I don't,out of courtesy, we don't want to reject them.
这班以色列人当时就是在这样的情况底下，哇，见到这班人 的可怜，他们就接受了这件事情。
And so the Israelites were swayed in their decision making by the environment, or just what they perceived to be pitiful people.
因此我们看见有爱心是对的。
Now, first and foremost,it is proper for us to extend love to others.
但是爱心爆棚呢，有时就反为坏事。
But when it goes beyond the proper boundaries, then that becomes a problem.
所以无论是什么年纪。
Now, it doesn't matter about the age.
弟兄姊妹，我们都不要这么感情用事。
For us, whether you're young or old, do not be driven.Or do not make a decision based on your emotions.
尤其是在读书啊，那班后生啊，青年人。
Especially the young people, those who are still in school.
你们入世未深。Not old enough yet.
You're not old enough yet.
Yeah, 很多事情呢，都不是好像你想象这样的。
A lot of things are not what you perceive them to be.
所以在学校的里面，你们要小心。
So you have to be more careful life at school.
如果有人说，哎，我是好朋友，跟你拍膊头，不过给粒什么你吃下啦。
Someone might approach you and they might befriend you and they might be very friendly, but maybe they say, oh, you know, try this. This is something good that you might want to try.
我都吃烟啦，咁你又吃翻口啦。
Whether it be a pill, whether it be smoke or cigarette,
或者有个靓仔走到嚟面前话：，诶，同我翻屋企啊，点样玩啊
？Or maybe someone handsome approaches you and say, "Oh, let's get out here and let's go back to my place."
弟兄姊妹，你要小心。
You have to be careful, brothers.
唔系因为佢系朋友，系好朋友。
You can't be swayed just because they're your friend or they might be your best friend.
你就跟住佢去做。
And then for you just to follow suit and do whatever it is that they do.
哇！听日考试啊，嗱，你听日我哋咁好老友，你借你啲嘢我睇下。
Say, hey, we're best of friends, right? Can't you help me out? You know, we have a test tomorrow. You can help me out, right?
嗱，你听日记得你递张纸嚟啦，咁。
You gonna help me out? Give me the answers, right?
你话唔得噶，唔得噶。
You gonna say no, no?
咁佢可能又话：，你唔俾我睇，我俾你睇啦。
And he says, you're not gonna share with me? Okay, tell you what, I'll share with you.
但你都唔可以。
But no matter which way it goes,
所以弟兄姊妹
you have to realize that's a no.
好多嘅时候我哋因为感情。
A lot of times, it's because we get into trouble because of feelings.
咁於是我哋就會造成大嘅錯誤。
And the feelings brings us to a big pratfall.
呢班以色列人當時嗰個情形，佢哋睇唔見嗰個一個試探。
The Israelites at that particular time could not discern that this was a trial, a temptation.
Temptation. 但係佢哋亦都冇拒絕，即使睇到，佢哋都冇拒絕呢個嘅試探。
Even if they saw that there was a temptation, they never rejected it.
所以呢個係一個錯誤嚟。
So this is an error, a grave error that they made.
最緊要嘅嗰一點就係話，點解佢哋呢個錯誤呢？
Now, a bigger reason for them to have made this grave error
就係第十四
lies in what we read in verse 14。
当呢班基遍人嚟到以色列人嘅中间
，When the Gibeonites came to the Israelites，
向佢哋有所要求
，and made this request of them，
整件嘅事情，佢哋系没有求问耶和华。
Throughout the entirety of this episode， never once did they inquired of God。
佢哋冇。
They did not ask for God's counsel.
以色列人不单止接受这个试探。
Not only did the Israelites fall into this temptation,
我们说这帮人更是自把自为。
This group of people thought that they were in control, that they knew what was best.
因为他自己要做自己的事情。
They wanted to do it, and so they did it.
他们因此就脱离了神的保护。
And because of that, they stepped outside of God's protection.
他们没问过神。
They never asked of God.
就决定了接受这帮人。
They already accepted these people before they asked.
你记得夏娃，我们的始祖，为什么会这么容易呢？被这条蛇去引诱呢？
Think back a little bit. Eve. Why was Eve so easily deceived by the serpent?
因为她第一离开了她的丈夫。
Because first and foremost, she was by herself. She was not with Adam, her husband.
在这跟这条蛇在这里周旋的时候。
And as she was conversing and dealing with the serpent,
这条蛇叫她啊，你拿个果来吃吧。
The serpent then made the suggestion, oh, take of that fruit.
在这个行动之前她没问过神。
Now, before Eve took action to take that fruit, she never asked God.
因此他们就失败。
And because of those reasons, she failed.
弟兄姊妹，这个很重要的功课。
But, sister, this is a very important, a very critical lesson for us to know.
凡事都要求问耶和华。
We must ask of God's counsel in all things.
所有的事情，不是只是大事啊。
Not just major issues.
啊，大事就话医生话我听日施手术啦。哎呀，咁你系求神啊，神啊，讲俾你听。
A major issue, okay, surgery. The doctor says that you need surgery tomorrow. Okay, I'm gonna go ask of God now.
哇，我听日要，哇，人要向我求婚啊，好唔好嫁俾呢个人啊？嗰阵时你先去求啊。
Someone's proposing to me. Okay, I got to go God now. I got to ask and see whether I should marry him.
神话喺凡事上边。
But God says, inquire of him in all things.
是包括大事小事。
Major events or minor details.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一天在神的面前的灵修。
Brothers and sisters, in your daily devotions,
你是怎样做的呢？
How is that carried out?
是不是说呢，将这一章的圣经今天、哦、读到约书亚记第九章，所以我们由第一节一路读完到第二十七节，那就完了。
Does your devotion go something like this? Oh, I'm scheduled to read Joshua 9. Okay, I'll start reading from verse 1, read all the way to verse 27. Okay, I'm done. Close the Bible.
然后你就出去，你就做你自己喜欢的事。
And then you feel like, okay, I can go now and do whatever I want for the rest of the day.
弟兄姊妹，凡事求问神，这个不是方法，不是这个态度。
Brothers and sisters, if you adhere to this principle of inquiring of God in everything, then this would not be the attitude that you would have when it comes to your devotions.
圣经是要读的。
The Bible, yes, we need to read the Bible.
但是你还要来到神的面前来祷告。
But beyond that, we also need to come before God to pray.
主啊，今日我可能会遇见呢件事情、嗰件事情、嗰件事情。
Lord, I might encounter this today, or this is possible in the offering today.
主啊，可能我会遇见呢个人、嗰个人做呢件事、嗰件事情。
Lord, I'm gonna meet with this person, or I might see this other person, and this is something that's scheduled here.
主啊，你要我遇见啲乜嘢呢？
Lord, how would you want for me to handle this? How would you like for me to carry myself?
如果是你的心意，愿意我所做的这一切都能够成就。
If it's within your desire, I know that everything will come to fruition.
如果不是你的心意，就是你又叫我不要成功。
But Lord, if it's not within your will, then take me away from it or allow it to fail.
这个很重要的弟兄姊妹，我们要有这样的操练。
Brothers and sisters, this is extremely important. We need to make this a practice for ourselves.
我们中间有很多小朋友，我讲一讲这帮小朋友的事情。
There are many young people in our midst, and so let me recount to you an event that happened to them.
我不讲他们的名字，不过呢有个妹妹呢一直想吃糖。
I'm not gonna reveal their names to you, but there was this young girl who wanted some candy.
啊，咁佢拉住个糖要食嘅时候呢
？And so she grabbed a fistful of the candy and was about to put it in her mouth.
咁嗰个家姐咧就睇见啦。
And then the sister saw.
你有冇问过妈咪？
And she screamed out, "Did you ask your mom? Did you ask mom?"
凡事要问。
Remember, the principle was ask in all things.
但有另外一对弟兄喎。
Now, there's another set of brothers.
快啲见到呢啲咁嘅 chip 咧，啲糖啊咁啊，快啲攞成扎摆落口。
Whenever they love chips, they love candy, they love snacks. So whenever they see anything laid before them, they would grab their handful.And shove it in their mouths.
咁嗰个大佬咧睇见话，你有冇问过阿妈
？And the older brother again, similar to before, would yell out to the younger one, "Did you ask mommy?"
咁个细佬就话，我妈咪唔喺度啊。
But the younger brother says, "Mommy's not even here."
咁咪食啊
？And she was just shove it into his mouth.
等住，你明白我讲咩嘛
？Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
好多嘅时候，好多嘅嘢发生喺我哋嘅中间。
There's so many things that happen in our day-to-day lives.
我哋唔好自把自为。
Don't take control of it for yourself。
咁你话我有时我哋朝头早我唔知道一间下昼遇见咩事噶，我点祈祷啊
？You might say, you know, sometimes you just don't know what's going to happen during the day, right? So how could I pray about something that I don't even know is going to happen？
但系等阵会求问神，唔系话。要有一个咩嘅程序嘅喎。
But brothers and sisters, inquiring of God does not mean there's a formula that you have to stick to, a recipe that you have to follow.
只要你心里边一个向住神，神啊，我应该点样做呢？神啊，呢件事情好唔好
？But rather, it really refers to the attitude that you would have in your heart. Do you have this desire to say, "Lord, what shall I do here? Lord, how shall I? Which way shall I go here?"
你即使用三十秒钟、一分钟嘅时间。在神的面前、神啊、我将这件事交给你 你带领我怎么做
30 seconds 60 seconds just a minute's time just to go to the Lord and ask Lord this is what's happening what should I do
这样向主祷告神主 会答应你
and when you pray with that type of attitude then the Lord will surely provide you with an answer
有时候 我有这样的经历
I've had this experience myself
因为我不是很懂得讲话
I'm not a very eloquent person.
所以有时啲倾偈啊，有啲弟兄姊妹嘅交通啊，我唔知点答。
So in the course of fellowshipping with brothers and sisters, sometimes they might ask certain things, and I myself might not know how to respond to them appropriately.
所以喺嗰个时候，我马上话：主啊，我应该点样咧？我应该答佢啊，定话我应该沉默，直接唔出声咧？
And so it's during those specific times that I actually, in my heart, am praying to the Lord. I said, Lord, how should I respond to this inquiry? Should I not say anything at all, or should I respond in this way or that way?
主啊，我要答佢嘅时候，点样答咧？点样讲咧？
How would I phrase it? What do I say?
听清楚，我哋要咁样活喺神嘅面前。
Brothers and sisters, we have to live before our Lord in this particular way.
我哋记得先知尼希米喺佢本来喺王嘅面前嚟到服侍王。
Do you remember the prophet Nehemiah? He served the king.
咁有一次佢喺王嘅面前，个王就问佢话：你要啲乜嘢？你需要乜嘢？
And he was present before the king in one particular day, and the king asked of him, "What is it that you would want? What is it that you desire?"
虽然喺王嘅面前，你知道喺王嘅面前，佢问你，你就要答佢，即刻答佢。
Now.Of course, when you're in royalty, in the presence of royalty, and the king himself asks you a question, it's not a matter of whether you should answer. You need to answer.
虽然没什么时间，但是圣经告诉我们，当时尼希米就默默地向神来祷告。
And even though the time is, there's not much time there for him to think, but the Bible records for us to tell us that he thoughtfully prayed to God.
就是这样。弟兄姊妹，我哋活喺神嘅面前，就系有持有咁样嘅态度。
Brothers and sisters, this is the type of attitude that we need to have as we live our lives.
我哋凡事要求过佢。
That we need to inquire of Him in all things.
好叫佢嚟去指引我哋走当走嘅路。
So that He would be able to direct us along the proper path.
但系仲有一点好紧要。
Now, there is actually another point that is very important as well. Yes, we need to inquire of God in all things.
但是我们更重要的就是求告之后我们要接受祂的命令。
But just as important, if not more important, is that after you have inquired, you have to accept His answer for you.
在旧约有两个王，一个叫阿哈，一个叫约沙法。
Now, in the Old Testament,it records for us a particular event involving two kings. The first one was King Ahab. The second king was King Jehoshaphat.
Yeah, 他们两个人一起去攻打这个阿兰王。
And so Jehoshaphat and Ahab had a pact, and they were to go forward to fight against an enemy king.
这个约沙法他就说、我们做这件事之前，我们求问耶和华。
And Jehoshaphat.Had made a suggestion or stated, before we go forward with this battle, let's ask of God.
於是他們就去求神，求問神，那些先知就來跟他們講說話。
And so they did ask of God. And in those days, when you ask of God, that meant that you went and brought the prophets there to ask.
那長話短說呢，就話有一個先知來講俾佢哋聽，嗱，你哋今次去咧失敗嘅。
Now.To make a long story short, one of the prophets came back and told them, if you go ahead with this battle, you're going to fail.
咁然后呢我哋睇见个阿哈呢佢个态度系点样呢就闹呢个先知。
Now, the Bible records the response from the kings. For Ahab, what was his response? His response was to demean, the prophet who said that.
是不是呢、这个嘢呢成日都讲啲衰话嘅都冇句好话讲俾我听。
And he proclaimed and says, didn't I tell you Jehoshaphat, this particular prophet, he always speaks badly of me. He never prophesies anything good concerning me.
所以呢佢哋求问就係问咗啦。
Now, they did the right thing in asking first and foremost.
做咗呢个动作但係讲完神讲完之后佢就唔听喎。
But after they did the right thing, when they heard the response,From God, they rejected it.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是求问神那个的方法。
But brothers and sisters, this is not the way to inquire of God.
这个阿哈呢，你大家弟兄姊妹回去看， 他们在这场的战争里面他就阵亡了。
Just to finish up the story, you can read it in the Bible yourself, but King Ahab, what happened in this particular battle, they actually went ahead and went into battle.
但无论如何弟兄姊妹，我们今天的学习，我们需要凡事要求问耶和华神。
But he died in that battle. But so in all things, we need to inquire of God.
你求问了，不是就做完那个动作，你还要进行。
Inquiring of God doesn't mean that, oh, okay, I've taken the step to ask of God, but also has a second part of it, which is you need to do that thing which God has provided for you.
求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
我们这些一路的操练，不是一次过就得的，要慢慢渐渐的进步。
Now this is a process. It's not a one-time deal. We can't learn it one time. We need to continue to learn this lesson.So let's come back to Joshua chapter
9.
There is a spiritual lesson for us. What happened, we can see another point.
第二点就是说我们看见那个怜悯人的神。
We see the mercy of God revealed.
以色列人接纳欺骗人在这件事情上面是有缺点。
Now, in terms of the Israelites accepting the terms of a treaty with the Gibeonites, there is a drawback, or there's a problem with that pact.
他们应该是要灭亡的，但如今他们
So the Gibeonites should have been counted amongst those who were going to be destroyed, but now they were given a pact and they were given their lives.
以色列人做错咗事，但系神好似呢度都冇处理嘅。
Now the Israelites did wrong, but it seems that God didn't do anything about it.
系咪神讲嗰个说话又唔算数呢
？Does that mean that God doesn't really mean what He says？
系咪？是这些人神就照着这些人来做好像是出尔反尔这样呢
So, does that mean that God wavers, even though he said this, then he is possible that he would waver and not do it?
我们刚才我们一路读下去的时候求主就开我们解开我们这个疑问。
So as we read through, or as we read through, or as we have read this particular passage, may the Lord help us resolve this particular dilemma.
我头先已经讲过呢班人欺骗人唔似得嗰啲嘅其他嘅各个嘅人一样嚟要同神嚟到打仗。
Remember from the very beginning, we said that the Gibeonites were very much unlike those other Canaanites.
而呢班人系用诡计嚟到。
They did not intend to fight against the Israelites by force. Instead, they used deception to gain the confidence of the Israelites.
这件肯定是一件错事来的。
Now, for certain, that was not right.
但是我们看见欺骗人那个心呢，神看中了。
But we realize in this whole event, though, that God was mindful of their heart.
因为这班人的心不是来跟神打仗。
Because this group of people did not have a heart that contested against God.
这班人的心是愿意来回转回来要投降神，要投靠神。
Instead, the heart of this group of individuals were willing to submit to God, was open to God.
因为这样的缘故，他们
And it is because of that reason that they were spared death.
记不记得弟兄姊妹，我们读第三章的时候，读到一个人，他叫做拉合，是吗？
Do you remember in chapter 3, when we read through Joshua, there was an individual by the name of Rahab.
这个女人是迦南人。
Now, Rahab is a Canaanite.
她是妓女。
She was, in fact, a prostitute.
她的身份是卑贱的。
And so she lives a very d downtrodden, a very base life.
佢嘅前途应该就好似所有其他嘅迦南人一样。
The future for her should be exactly the same as for all the Canaanites.
都要灭亡。
They should have, or she should have been destroyed along with the other Canaanites.
那咁我哋读完啦，第三章，但系佢被保存。
But we read through chapter 3, right? And we realized that Rahab was saved.
记唔记得？
She was spared.
点解佢会被保存？
But why was she spared?
我哋就话，因为佢愿意信服神，愿意归向神。
You remember? It was for the same reason. She had a heart for God, was willing to submit to God.
所有嘅人都背向着神。
Everyone else rejected God.
唯有佢转向神。
Except Rahab, who turned to God.
结果佢就不至于灭亡。反而得到好多嘅福气。
So because of that, not only was she spared from death, she received much benefit.
佢后来成为大卫嘅阿嫲。
Remember, she gave birth eventually to the line of David.
亦都成为我哋主耶稣喺地上边嘅祖宗。
That means that she was the ancestor of our Lord Jesus Christ.As the Lord descended on earth.
其实拉合同埋基遍人都系一样，佢哋嘅地位都系一样。
Rahab, the Gibeonites, in terms of position, they held the same position.
佢哋嘅前途系死亡。
Their fate was destruction.
但系今日基遍人喺神嘅面前蒙恩，佢哋可以仍然嘅活着。
But today.The Gibeonites are able to live before God. They were able to have their lives spared.
因为他们转回。
Because they were willing to turn in their hearts.
哇，我们就看见这件事情，不是说基遍人怎样聪明，怎样叻。
So, brothers and sisters, do not praise the Gibeonites to say, wow, they're smart for having that scheme.
我们要看见是神的大怜悯。
And no.It is because of the great mercy of God.
是神那个慈爱的心向那些将要灭亡的人来显出来。
It's attributed to the grace that God extends to those who should face destruction.
弟兄姊妹，我相信不需要用太多的话来讲明这一点。
I don't think I need to spend a whole lot of time to make this more clear.
因为我们读圣经的人，你和我。
Because those of us who read the Bible, you and me, we read the Bible, we stand in the same position as they.
在你从前就没杀人放火。
It's true, you were not an arsonist, you were not a murderer.
但是自私自利，心中狭窄。
But you were selfish, you were prideful, you were self-centered.
是我没打家劫舍。
It's true, I was not a thief, I was not a robber.
但是诸事八卦。
But I gossip.I meddle in other people's affairs.
黑白唔分咧，大话连篇嘅。
We compromise. There's no black and white. We make compromises.
但唔知点解有一日神俾你听见佢个福音，爱世人嘅福音。
But unbeknownst to us, one day our ears were open to this gospel that God has for us.
我听见神爱世人，差遣佢个独生儿子，
为世
人钉死十字架上。
And we heard the good news.That God sent His only begotten Son to come on earth to die for my own sins,
our own sins.
And so He shed His blood in order to cleanse us of all our sins and transgressions.
哦，於是你悔改啊，歸向神。
And so you repented, and now you belong to God.
哇，你如今来到神的荫下得保护。
And we're able to come under the shadow of the Almighty for His protection.
被带进入神的国，享用救恩带来的恩典。
We've been brought into His kingdom. We've been able to enjoy His grace.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord for it.
我们本来应该是死的。
Remember, we were slated for destruction.
因为我们的转回。
But because we changed.
因为我们悔改。
Because we repented.
神就给恩典我们。
Therefore, God extended His grace to us.
那这些信了主之后。
Even after we have accepted the Lord,
亦都唔见得变得好多。
You might realize, actually, I haven't changed that much at all.
而且咧，我哋发觉我哋仍然嘅常常嘅犯罪缺点多多。
In fact, I still find fault in myself. I still sin.
但神今日仍然嘅俾我哋能够服侍佢啊。
But God still permits for each one of us in our state to serve Him.
弟兄姊妹，如果呢个唔系神嘅恩典、个怜悯、佢个大爱嘅话，咁系乜嘢呢？
If this is not a picture of God's grace and His mercy, enduring mercy and His great love, then what is it?
神嗰个大爱。爱到我哋真系冇法子形容。
The love of God captures us to a point where it's just incomprehensible to us.
只有喺以西结书嗰度有一段嘅话，我读俾弟兄姊妹听。
In Ezekiel there is a passage. Let me read it to you.
系第十八章。
Ezekiel chapter 18。
嗰度讲到话，恶人若回头离开。所做的一切的罪恶，谨守我一切的律例，行正直与合理的事，他必定存活，不至死亡。
It states here, Do I have any pleasure in the death of the wicked, declares the Lord God, rather than that he should turn from his ways and live?
他所犯的一切罪过都不被纪念，所行的义他必存活。
If a wicked man turns from all of his sins which he has committed and observes all my statutes and practices, justice and righteousness, he shall surely live, he shall not die.
主耶和华说，恶人死亡，岂是我喜悦的吗？
All his transgressions which he has committed will not be remembered against him, because of the righteousness which he practices, he will live.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是神的性情。这个是神的怜悯、
so、brothers and sisters,
慈爱。
This is the characteristic of God, and this is the mercy and the love and the grace of God.
神是不想、不愿意人死。
God does not want for anyone to perish.
不要以为你读很多的圣经，哎呀，见到成日都说神杀人、杀人、杀人。
Don't think, oh, I'm reading this, and here it says God killed people, here it says that he wiped out this other people, and here it says he destroyed all these others.
是以为神只是懂得杀人。
God only know how to destroy?
其实神爱人多过杀人。
But in fact, God loves more than he kills.
只要今天人愿意领会到神这个这样的性情。
But the key is that individual, does man, is he willing to encounter this characteristic of God?
你就要你就会同埋愿意投入去他的怀中。
If you do, and you follow through,With that change of heart, you will be able to gain the abundance from Him.
不单止这样，神还给我们恩典，我们能够服侍祂。
Not only that, He will also grant us even more, and that would be an opportunity to be of service to Him.
这帮欺骗人应该是死的。
Now the Gibeonites, they were slated for death.
但是神的怜悯临到他们。
But God's mercy came upon them.
他们唔使死
，so they did not have to die。
唔单止唔使死
，but it did not end there。
神仍让佢哋服侍神添。
God even permitted for them to be servants of God。
约书亚叫佢哋呢班人做咩啊
？What did
去劈柴去挑水
？What did Joshua and the people list them as or left them to do, they became hewers of the wood and drawers of water.
哎，做呢啲苦工，但系喺边度做啊？知唔知啊
？So that meant that they were laborers. They had to do hard labor, but where were they going to do this?
佢哋喺神嘅殿中去劈柴去挑水。
They were to do this in the temple of God.
喺神嘅殿嘅里边嚟到做服侍。
They were to serve in the temple of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你睇见神嘅恩典吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you see the mercy of God?
呢班欺骗人后来咧，圣经就话佢系佢哋系称为尼提宁啊，喺以斯拉记嗰度讲就呢班叫尼提宁。
Later on, this group of people were deemed to be the Nathanims.
Yeah,
that's recorded in Ezra.
Yeah.以斯拉嘅二章四十三节啦，大家记得呢班叫做堂役啊，系咪叫做殿役啊
？They are This is recorded in Ezra chapter 2. They are temple servants.
不是祭司, 也不是利未人。
Now, they're not Levites. They're not the priests.
但是呢, 他们是和守门口的, 和唱歌的那帮人是同类。
But they were counted amongst those who were the chorus, that means the choir, who were those who were those who are gatekeepers.
Yeah. 听姐妹, 这帮的基遍人是不是因祸得福啊?
Brothers and sisters, when you look at the Gibeonites, do you think that they have gained blessing from destruction?
他们是蒙恩，因为我们的神是怜悯人的神。
Yes, they have been blessed, but it's all because their God, our God, is merciful and filled with great love. We thank our Lord. Because, so that's why in the hymnary, there's a hymn 229. It says, how can I not love him when he loved me so?
除非你看不见你自己的衰样，如果不是呢, 你一定不会说我不爱主。
Unless somehow or another you do not see your own wickedness, you do not see your own ugliness. Because if you do, if we do see our own ugliness, we cannot stand and say, I do not love my God.
因为这么衰的人, 神都怜悯, 神都施恩, 神都以慈爱待我们。
Because even people such so wicked as we, or so despised as we have now been granted His grace to enjoy His love and to wallow, to be enveloped in His mercy and to serve Him.
我们感谢主，藉着这一段的事情，从圣经里边的话，俾我哋有咁样嘅学习。
So we thank the Lord for this portion of Scripture. That may these be the lessons that we glean from this specific portion of Scripture.
求主恩待我哋。
May the Lord have mercy upon us. Let us pray.
主耶稣，我哋多谢，我哋赞美你。
Our Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you.
主啊，我哋睇见你实在系慈爱嘅。
Because we really see that you are so loving.
你实在系施怜悯嘅。
You are one who is a granter of grace.
主啊，你爱对我哋嘅爱系何等嘅浩大。
And how great is the love that you extend to us?
主啊，我哋唔能够唔话，主啊，我爱你。
So much so that we cannot help but to utter the words to say, Lord, we love you.
因为是你将我们带来这个死亡，带来这个核制。
For you have brought us out from death. You have brought us out from destruction.
将我们放进在丰富的里头。
And have placed us in a place of abundance.
让我们可以亲近你，服侍你。
So that we might be able to draw near to you so that we might be able to serve you.
多谢我们的主。
We thank you, Lord.
但愿你自己, 宝座上面的亮光, 照明我们。
And we ask that the light from your throne would be that very light which enlightens our way.
叫我们今天仍然的在无宁两可中间我们起来爱你。
That even amidst our circumstances that we might we be able to arise, to get up, and to love you in return.
来服侍你,
to serve you in return.
来亲近你,
to draw near to you.
多谢主,
we thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名,
in Jesus' name we pray.